This is Skip Mancini. I'm so glad you could come in, get out of the hot sun, and set a spell. It's time for Growing on the High Plains. Because my family made their living by running a small town drugstore, I've always been supportive of neighborhood businesses. A few weeks ago, I began buying delicious fresh tomatoes that came to our little grocery store from a farm outside Kismet, which is south and a bit east of Liberal, Kansas. I decided to see where my food was coming from by making a personal visit to Busy Bee Farms, where I found the perfect respite from our sometimes hard-to-live-with High Plains weather. Susan and Danny Nelson welcomed me into their world of vegetables and gave me a terrific and tasty tour. Oh, look at this greenhouse with all these beautiful tomatoes. It just smells so fresh, and the air is just like,
my father-in-law loved coming up here because he says it's full of oxygen.
Yes.
Plants put out oxygen. He said he could breathe better up here.
Yes.
Working in here, he said, you just feel better.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I just love the whole concept of it. And like you said, you can breathe in here.
Buoyed up by the fresh air and surrounded by masses of green leaves, I asked Danny how he got into growing tomatoes, which is their major crop.
Is this what you knew you wanted to do as a kid, or were you a wheat farmer or cattle rancher or what?
I've been a farmer all my life.
So what brought you to, I mean, this looks like California under glass, basically. It's green, there's vegetables everywhere, there's onions, that looks like garlic chives.
We basically quit farming, and I slowed down, and then she wanted a little greenhouse. We got the little bitty one out front.
Oh, I saw that. That baby.
And we need something a little bigger. And then these come up for sale. We went over there. We already wasn't planning on buying them. We just wanted to go. And we ended up buying them.
So I raised water plants, and I sold water plants for probably the last 10 years. And that's kind of what got me on the, I want a greenhouse because water plants are dormant in the winter. And I wanted to propagate. And we were selling them up at Wichita Farmers Market, and Danny always seen the tomato little truck pull in. It was an old antique truck, and people would swarm in there and buy the tomatoes, and he'd go, they're out there in their cars eating them in the parking lot.
Yeah, they did. All the ladies would go to the car, they'd eat their tomatoes right there, fresh tomatoes.
These days, Danny stays a little closer to home than Wichita, but he still travels lots of miles to deliver his fresh vegetables. He harvests his year-round crops 3 to 4 days a week, then makes weekly deliveries to grocery stores and other outlets in southwest Kansas and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. In the summer, he has booths at various farmers markets, including Garden City and Amarillo. And they also sell to individuals who stop by their greenhouses to pick up fresh produce throughout the year. Next week, we'll take a look at how the Busy Bee greenhouses mechanically work to keep over 1,000 tomato plants in peak condition. And we'll get the latest buzz on how the business got its name. For more information and an up-close and personal look at this most interesting of field trips, you can travel to our website at hppr.org.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.